a long time, but I could not find any trace of him. He jumped in with his shackles, and therefore he was drowned and washed away by the waves. There is no reason for you to be afraid, for I shall not remain in this country. I shall become a mendicant and go to the holy city of Mecca. I thought that was funny. Anyway. What are you doing? The prayers to departed Vaishnavas will do. Lead. Jaya Nilo Premadana Kalina Patu Jayanilo Prema Dana Karina Prate Aina Prabhu Kata Deva Ena Prabhu Kata Jela Kata Kata Tamora Swarupa Kasanata Tamora Swarupa Sanata Daha dasa rabe nata patita pala Tahamola Bhakta Duda Tahakavira Tahamola Bhakta Duda Tahakavira Kale kota dela bola na tera Jai Asane puti bo mata, anayi posi bo. Asane puti bo mata. Ah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 All glorious to symbol devotees, all glorious to symbol devotees, all glorious to symbol devotees, all glorious to Shishi Guru Nanda, all glorious to Shil Prabhupada. Oh, what about translation? You want to read it? Or? Is it there? Or? Yeah? Yeah?
You have it
yet? I don't have it. Yes.
He who brought the treasure of divine knowledge. Where are my sons now? Where is your son? Where is your son now? Where are the sons now? Where is your son now? Where is your son now? Where is your son now? I will smash my head against the rock and you take one. Where will I find God?
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 12, entitled The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple, reading 22 to 20, text 22 to text 25 today. I can repeat, we can chant together 22, 23, 24. 22, Yajapi Suniya Prabhu Kamala Hayaman. Tatati bahe bahe manasa. Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally he wished to speak some harsh words. So the context is that the devotees had come trying to influence the Lord to see the king. The Lord had refused to see the king before on the grounds that he was a king, but the devotees, they received some letter from the king that saying he was going to become, give up his post and become a yogi. So the devotees went to the Lord trying to somehow get him to change his mind. Nityananda Prabhu had mentioned to him that how about the letter, and they were seeing what they could do to change the Lord's mind. Text 23. Tama sabara icha e amara kapaya. Raja ke nilaha iha kataki iha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I can understand that you all desire to take me to Katak to see the king. Katak is what, about 50 miles from Jagannath Puri? Maybe 60, 70. Not too far. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is naturally the reservoir of all kindness. And as soon as he heard the statement made by the king, his heart immediately softened. Thus the Lord was ready to go see the king even at Katak. He did not even consider allowing the king to come from Katak to Jagannath Puri to see him. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind that he was ready to go see the king at Katak. Apparently, it was never expected that the king wanted to see the Lord at his place, but by way of being eventually externally harsh, the Lord indicated that if all the devotees so desired, he would go to Katak to see the king. Text 24. Paramartha Takuka Loke Karibe Nindan Loke Rahu Damodara Karibe Vartsan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, what to speak of spiritual advancement? All the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodar would chastise me. Text 25, please repeat. Tama sabara agaya ami namili rajare. Tama sabara agaya ami namili rajare. Tama dara kahe jabe mili tabe tare. Tamasabara agyaya ami namili rajare. Damadara kahejabe mili tabe tare. Tamasabara agyaya ami namili rajare. Damadara kahe jabe milita betare.
Damadara
Anyone else? Okay. Tamasabara. Of all of you. Ajaya. By the order. Ami. I. Na. Not. Mili. Shall meet. Rajale. The king. Damodar. Damodar Pandit. Kahe. Says. Jabe. When. Mili. I shall meet. Tabe. Then. Tare. Him. Translation purport by his drinker, Srila Prabhupada. I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodar will give his permission. Purport. From the spiritual point of view, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see materialistic people, especially a king who is always engaged in counting pounds, shillings, and pence. Indeed, the meeting between a sannyasi and a king is always considered abominable. A sannyasi is always subjected to public criticism, and a small fault on his part is taken seriously by the public. People actually expect a sannyasi to preach and not take part in any social or political matters. If a sannyasi is subject to public criticism, his preaching will not be fruitful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically wanted to avoid such criticism so that his preaching work would not be hampered. It so happened that while the Lord was talking to his disciples at that time, the devotee Damodar Pandit was present. This Damodar Pandit was a very faithful devotee and a staunch lover of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever there was anything that might touch or taint the character of the Lord, Damodar Pandit would immediately point it out, not even considering the exalted position of the Lord. It is sometimes said that fools rush in where angels dare not, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out Damodar Pandit's foolishness in coming forward to criticize the Lord. Thus, the Lord indirectly hinted that if Damodar Pandit would give him permission, he would go see the Lord. There was deep meaning in this statement, for it is a warning that Damodar should not dare criticize the Lord anymore, for it was not befitting his position as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considered the guide and spiritual master of all the devotees living with him. Damodar Pandit was one of them, and the Lord rendered Damodar Pandit a special favor by warning him to avoid criticizing him any further. A devotee or a disciple should never attempt to criticize the Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. Tama jnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chaksur and militam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvise Shashunyavadi Paschacharashtarani Pancha Kalpatrupischa Kripa Sandibhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is interesting, nice instructions here. Criticism, this is the one of the topics forbidden by Srila Rupa Goswami, comes under the category of prajalpa. What is that? Anyway, so it's makes one wonder actually, because this is the Madhya Lila chapter 12. I think in the something like Anta Lila, I think it's chapter 3 I was looking. Is the pastime where Damodar Pandit was criticizing Lord, criticism is the word that is used here. The pastime was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was meeting with one young boy who was a very handsome young man. And this boy would come every day and see Lord Chaitanya and they would spend some time together. And Damodar Pandit told him, you have to be very careful meeting this boy. I don't know if this is a good idea or not, because he has one very prominent fault, is that his mother is very beautiful, and she's a widower. Her husband died. So therefore, people may come to criticize you in this way. So Chaitanya, in this way, this is the pastime. This happened in the Anta Lila. I don't know if the chronology is proper, but anyway, the nature of Damodar Pandit was like that. We can understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, and actually Srila Prabhupada points out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spread his teachings, his principles through four prominent devotees like that. Four prominent qualities of Lord Chaitanya's teachings were there that he spread. Ramananda Roy was prominent in that he completely showed how the devotee can conquer over the influence of Cupid. Ramananda Roy was even massaging the Devadasis with his own hands. His mind was not at all affected. He was completely conquered the influence of Cupid. Very exceptional in that regard. No one can imitate. And then the number two was there. Srila Prabhupada mentions that this Damodar Pandit was taught this principle of objectivity as a critic. So in one sense, this is actually, it was appreciated, but intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was there when all the devotees met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting him to meet the king. And as Narottam Das Thakur says, that Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nityasiddha Karimane, that we should understand these all associates, these intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, we should understand that they're all eternal associates of the Lord. Nityasiddha Karimane. So that's Damodar Pandit. Number three was principle of forbearance was taught by, who knows? No? Nobody knows? Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur. He taught the principle of forbearance. 22 marketplaces. He was caned in 22 marketplaces. And still he maintained his Krishna consciousness somehow.
So number four, humility and meekness was taught. You know who that was? Sanatana Goswami. Today is Sanatana Goswami's disappearance day. And we're reading today about Damodar Pandit. So we have two of these personalities that were taught these principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Meekness and humility was taught by Sanatana Goswami. Kami, Kene, Amaya, Japa, Tapa, Troy. Sanatana Goswami was a great learned scholar. We are offering prayers to the six Goswamis. Nana, Shastra, Vichara, Naika, Nipano. Nipano means very expert. Nana, Shastra, Vichara, Naika, Nipano. Nana, Shastra, Vichara. They're considering, they're studying very carefully all so many different scriptures. Of course, Sanatana Goswami, he wrote so many nice books with so many scriptural evidences that he gave. Hari Bhakti Vilas especially, completely filled with so many different evidences from so many different scriptures. You can't count them all even. We were just there in Vrindavan, and we actually, Dina Bandar Prabhu took us on Parikrama. We went for the day before, actually, to Madan Mohan Temple. Somehow or other, it was, I think, a little raining, and we were getting late, and we couldn't find, actually, the path to Sanatana Goswami Samadhi. But we got there next day with Dina Bandar Prabhu. He took us there. And he told us that they were getting ready to install a deity of Sanatana Goswami there. They had, of course, a couple of years, some years ago, four or five years or whatever it was, they had renovated the whole Samadhi Mandir. And as we were going around, we did the parikrama. First place we came, I've forgotten about, that was around the compound there. There's one place, Grunt Samadhi. Dina Bandar Prabhu said that sometimes we can't understand, we don't know how the Grunt means books, of course. Grunt Samadhi. So there's actually a Samadhi for these different scriptures. So, Dina Bandar Prabhu pointed out that it's not known whether these scriptures were just too old or they were very too much confidential subject matter or why they were placed in Samadhi like that. But we can understand that these six Goswamis, they had a very wonderful library with so many books from this Hari Bhakti Vilas, we can understand so many, and Rupa Goswami's, this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so many scriptures they've quoted from. So, even though such a great learned scholar Sanatana Goswami was, he still, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he approached him Kiyami, and then Gramya Vavahari Pandit Kahe Man, that Hita Hita Nahi Jani, that, Apanari Hita Hita Chichu Nahi Jani, he said, people call me a learned scholar. First of all, he asked, who am I? This was proper approach to the spiritual master. One has to ask him questions, Pariprashnena Seva. So, even though he's such a learned scholar, he's asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who I am. And even though people call me a scholar, Gramya Vahara, in ordinary terms, he was scholar, prime minister for this king of Bengal. An ordinary person is not selected as prime minister, especially as he was practically running the government of the king of Bengal, because the king of Bengal was always going off here and there, military campaigns, and enjoying as a king knows how to do. So Sanatana Goswami, practically he was running the whole kingdom. So he was a great learned scholar, but still he says, I don't understand what is good for me and what is bad for me. This is his humility and weakness. They took straw in their teeth. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they took straw in their teeth as when they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and presented themselves as most. And of course later on, there was many incidences that when Sanatana Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, he was staying with Haridas Thakur at where they call it Siddhu Bakul. And there was actually when he came, there was many incidences. Of course, there's so many pastimes, we can't explain them all. There's not time. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan to excavate the lost holy places and to write transcendental literatures. So they took some time, opportunity to go visit the Lord in Jagannath Puri. When Sanatana Goswami went, he went through the forest of Jarikanda and contracted some disease. His whole body became filled with itching sores that were oozing pus like that. And when Lord Chaitanya saw Sanatana Goswami had come, Haridas Thakur pointed out that here is Sanatana offering you obeisances. Chaitanya immediately went to embrace him. Even before that, Sanatana Goswami, as he was coming to Jagannath Puri, he was thinking that he would give up his body because his body had become so miserable with these itching sores. He was thinking he was going to give up his body by during the Rath Yatra festival by putting his body in front of the cart of Lord Jagannath. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced Sanatana Goswami, and even though Sanatana Goswami objected in so many ways because this oozing sores were there, smearing pus on the body of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He said, no, I feel this is just like sandalwood pulp like this on my body. Mother is not does not feel repulsed by when she's changing the diapers of the child like that. And this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came every day to see them, Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, and he would embrace every day Sanatana Goswami. And one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is it a very good idea if someone gives something to another person and then he wants to destroy it? And this way he chastised Sanatana Goswami in so many words that, how is it that you want to give up your body? You've surrendered your body to me, and I have many plans to engage this your body in my service. Of course, that time India was the whole world for this Vaishnava society. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned how the Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were whole commanders-in-chief of the whole western side of India, spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So he said that it's not a good idea to destroy someone else's property. You've already given your body to me, and that's not proper. He also quoted some nice verses that to say that if I can obtain shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by committing suicide, I will give up millions of bodies like that. I think Rukmini offered prayers like that. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatana Goswami and all of his sores were immediately disappeared like that. And Haridas Thakur, he praised Sanatana Goswami in many ways at this time. they offered prayers back and forth to each other. So anyway, we spent some time in Vrindavan, as I mentioned just recently, and reminded us of so many things, pastimes that Sanatana Goswami had in Vrindavan. There's Sanatana Goswami's bhajan kutir there at Manasi Ganga at Govardhan, where Sanatana Goswami used to reside. And he would do every day, he would go on Govardhan Parikrama. Even this time he was a very advanced age, very old age. And it's described here, Bhakti Ratnakar says that seeing the difficulty taken by Sanatana in his old age, Gopinath appeared before him in the form of a cowherd boy. Sanatana, with tearful eyes, tried to conceal his fatigued condition from the boy. Gopinath weakly spoke to Sanatana, "In this old age, you should not take so much trouble. Dear Swamiji, please follow my advice." Sanatana replied, "Whatever you say, I will certainly follow." Then the cowherd boy climbed Govardhan and brought one Shila marked with his own footprint. In sweet words, he requested Sanatana to accept the Govardhan Shila marked with the footprint of Lord Krishna. "From today, just circumambulate this Shila, and thus your vow of daily parikrama will be fulfilled." Saying this, he gave the Shila to Sanatana in his cottage and disappeared. So, then one time, because there were part of this Govardhan Parikrama was Radha Kunda's there. Sanatana Goswami one time, when Rupa Goswami was staying at Radha Kund, Sanatana Goswami came there to see Rupa and Raghunatha Goswami's. And he saw that Rupa Goswami was composing a verse comparing the braided hair of Radharani to a black snake, the hood of a black snake. And Sanatana Goswami said, "Is this proper? Is this, I expressed some doubt like this." And he says, after expressing his doubt like this, he went to take bath in the Kund. At that time, Sanatana saw some girls playing under a tree nearby. Seeing the hair of one girl, he thought it was a snake climbing her back. In astonishment, he cried out and tried to warn the unsuspecting girl. The girls, on seeing Sanatana's anxiety, smiled and then disappeared. Sanatana was overwhelmed from the incident. When he regained his composure, he returned to Rupa Goswami and exclaimed, "Whatever you have written is perfectly correct." In this way, Rupa Goswami understood the heart of Sanatana. Feeling great ecstasy in his mind, Sanatana then returned to Govardhan. I want to go back a little bit there because when we were at the Sanatana Goswami Samadhi with Dina Bandha Prabhu, I was looking around. I thought there would be very nice, should be have some pranam mantra to Sanatana Goswami there. They have at Terakadamba, we went, they had a nice verse there offering prayers to Rupa Goswami. So, nice verses there. This is quoted by Srila Prabhupada in the purport in the Adi Lila. This is the verse written by Raghunath Das Goswami in his Vilapa Kushamanjali, offering his prayers to Sanatana Goswami. He says that, "Vairagya yug bhakti rasam prayatnayar apayayam mam anabipsam andam Kripambudir ya paraduka duki sanatanas tam prabhum ashrayami." Raghunath Das Goswami offers his respects to Sanatana Goswami in this way. He said, "I was unwilling to drink the nectar of devotional service, possessed of renunciation. But Sanatana Goswami, out of his causeless mercy, made me drink it, even though I was otherwise unable to do so. Therefore, he is an ocean of mercy. He is very compassionate to fallen souls like me and thus it is my duty to offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So Bhakti Ratnakara has very nice, many nice pastimes. It's described how when Sanatana Goswami also has one bhajan kutir at Pavansarovar Nandagram, very nice place there. And it's described how when he was staying there, one time Lord Krishna came in the form of a cowherd boy and brought him some milk in a pot, as he did with Madhavendra Puri. And another incident, Rupa Goswami was staying nearby there one time. Rupa Goswami was thinking it would be very nice if I could cook something nice for my brother, because they were very renounced. They had very practically, just like Raghunath Das Goswami would take a little buttermilk like that every second day. So all the Goswamis, they were like that. They're very renounced. They would take just some madhukari. Madhukari means just take some few alms that they would get from begging door to door like that. So Rupa Goswami was thinking that would be very nice if he could get something, offer some nice sweet rice to Sanatana Goswami. And then he was checked himself. He was thinking this is not very good to do, think like this. But shortly later, one young girl, cowherd girl, came there bringing all the ingredients to him, these sugar, rice, milk. And she offered these to Rupa Goswami and said, this is very something, some... She said, please accept these items and cook an offering for Lord Krishna, after which you should accept the prasad. My mother asked me to tell you this, so please don't feel embarrassed in your mind. So this little girl, of course, was Srimati Radharani, after Rupa Goswami cooked this ingredients and offered them to Krishna, he offered them to his brother Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana could understand how he felt so much happiness, could not understand how he felt so much happiness in his heart just by smelling the fragrance of that prasad. After taking one or two morsels of the prasad, Sanatana became agitated and could not check his tears. Sanatana Goswami then asked Rupa where he had gotten the ingredients for the prasad, to which Rupa Goswami narrated the whole incident. Hearing this story, Sanatana forbade him to endeavor for such things in the future. After speaking thus, he accepted the prasad. Rupa Goswami, however, was regretful. This also reminds me of one incident that one time when Sanatana Goswami came to Radha Kund, he was seeing that Raghunath Das was sitting in meditation, chanting the holy names. And at that time, one tiger came just passed right by him to drink water from the kund. And Krishna came there in order to protect Raghunath Das from any incident like that. After the tiger went away, Sanatana Goswami was watching this whole thing. After the tiger went away, Krishna just looked at Sanatana and smiled and then disappeared. So Sanatana Goswami, he went to Raghunath and said, this is not very proper that you're engaging your lord and master in your service. Better you build one bhajan kutir. This way you can peacefully chant without taking any service from your lord. They have also painting, I haven't found any reference, but they have painting of Srimati Radharani holding her sari over Raghunath Das Goswami's head. There's some other incident like that with the same purport, but I haven't found actually any reference to that. But the point is that Sanatana Goswami, he was respected by the other Goswamis. He was the senior most, the elder brother of Rupa Goswami. Even though we call ourselves Rupanugas, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they are all accepted Sanatana Goswami as their guide and spiritual guide like that. And of course, Sanatana Goswami, we were talking about the samadhi of Sanatana Goswami that's in Vrindavan at the foot of the hill, Dwadasaditya Till, where Madan Mohan Temple is. So there's a nice well there that Sanatan Goswami, I was reading some old BTG, they said that Krishna used to draw water from that well for Sanatan Goswami in his old age, but I'm sure Sanatan Goswami also drew water for that well for Krishna. But there's many incidents, of course, there, how Sanatan Goswami got that Madan Mohan Didi, what time we are. And most of you heard the story, and how Sanatan Goswami was just offering some atta he would take in his hands, and with some water, and he would put the atta in the fire and cook it like that. He would offer to the deity, Madan Mohan Deity. And, of course, Madan Mohan requested some salt. Sanatan Goswami said, no, not now. He got some salt later when some boatman came. But there's a couple other pastimes here I wanted to read about. It's very interesting that how Sanatan Goswami was respected by all the Brijvasis. I wanted to read that one. This says, this is all from the Bhakti Ratnakar translation. So many nice pastimes, Sanatan Goswami. So the Goswamis, they used to travel around. They used to go from town to town in the Brijmandala area to renovate the holy places there, to discover these different places. So it says, when after staying in one town, Sanatan would go to another town, the people would follow behind him. Whether young boy or old man, whoever it was, all would lose their patience and cry as the Goswami would leave. Sanatan Goswami himself would shed tears as he solaced them and sent them back to their own homes. Only after they all stopped crying and returned to their houses would Sanatan leave for the next village. As Sanatan approached the next village, the people would watch him coming from a distance. Whether young or old, man or woman, everyone would say, "Here is Rupa Sanatan." The Brijvasis displayed wonderful affection. The villagers would not sit in one place but went to welcome Sanatan. Just as a poor man experiences unlimited happiness if he suddenly obtains a valuable jewel, so the Brijvasis felt unlimited happiness by seeing Sanatan. The old and very old men and women all treated Sanatan as their own son. Some said, "My dear son, how did you pass so many days forgetting us? Thinking about you, we were almost dead." Speaking these words, they all looked at the face of Sanatan Goswami. Seeing the wonderful arrangements for his welcome, Sanatan was greatly pleased. The men, women, and youths who were born in that village all had brotherly affection for Sanatan. Someone said, "My dear brother, how are you? You must have forgotten us completely. Why have you become so cruel?" In this way, they spoke with tears in their eyes. All the boys and girls came to touch the feet of Sanatan. Although he tried, he was unable to restrain them. Standing at a distant place out of shyness, the married ladies would take darshan of Sanatan. Oh, Srinivas, this is a narration. Srinivas, Raghava Pandit, I guess, is narrating to Srinivas. Oh, Srinivas, just by seeing Sanatan Goswami, everyone forgot even to offer obeisances. Whoever came rushing to welcome him would embrace him, take his hand, and lead him along. The villagers would jubilantly have him sit under a sacred tree, and everyone would sit around him. They would all bring yogurt, butter, and milk from their homes for Sanatan. After he finished eating, they would all sit happily with him. Then it says, Sanatan affectionately inquired from each person about their well-being. He inquired about how many children, daughters, and sons they had, whether they were married, where they were married, what were their names, and what was their education. He asked how many cows and bulls one had, how their agriculture was, how much grains they produced, and what was their daily routine. He also asked them how their health was, and what was their state of mind. So I just want to read that little section there, because as we as Srinivasacharya Prabhu prays that in the same verse, Nana Shastra Vicharanakanipano Saddharma Samstapako Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane. No, this is the other verse. Dira Dira Janapriyo Priyakaro. But anyway, the Goswamis, they were very dear to all classes of people like that, because they were concerned with everyone's welfare, and they were qualified to actually improve their welfare like that. People could understand that they were very transcendental beings. Hare Krishna. So many things are there. Sanatan Goswami, somebody wants to narrate some favorite pastime or something.
I thought it was in Bhajan Kutia on Palasarova, Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan, where he was trying to do Bhajan, but he was getting bothered by the mosquitoes. That's where he has a Bhajan Kutia?
Yes. He has Bhajan Kutia at both places.
Oh.
But they say that pastime took place at Manasi Ganga because Chakleshwar Mahadev is there.
That's right. Yeah, got Manasi Ganga. So he got a benediction that there would be no mosquitoes there. And yeah. Apparently, I tried it out. I went there and tried it out. I can't remember if I saw any mosquitoes.
No, there's no mosquitoes. Not there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a question.
Exactly.
This is probably Rupa Goswami. Na prema shravanadi bhakti na bhivaya go divada vaishnava. That verse.
What?
There's a verse where Rupa Goswami lists his disqualifications.
Uh-huh.
And one of them says, I was not born in a good family, a high class family. But he was born in a Saraswat Brahmin family. It's about the highest you can get. So how can he make this claim?
How can he make this claim? How can he? Tell us. I can only think that anyone who was born in this material world can say like that. They were taking birth. But they took birth in different ways also. There's also, he was associated with the Muslims, but otherwise, I have no explanation. Maharaj or Pran Govinda have some explanation.
Isn't the nature of the humility hypnotist?
Huh?
Nature, characteristics of the humility hypnotist.
Yes. Anyone who's taking birth in this material world. Maharaj has something to say.
There is also one event which will be taking place today. We can say today because it will be tomorrow in Vrindavan, because it's already night time in there. So pretty much in 2 hours. A group of 12 Russian leaders organized installation of the Murti of Sanatan Goswami at his Samadhi Mandir, and they organizing a festival for about 2,000 people.
Yes.
Connected to that event.
Thank you. That Dina Bandhu had told us about that they were